in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
At this stage, based on the dispatch we received from numerous organizations, including Arrive and Alive, and even sometimes own in-house stats, we see about a 20% increase in the frequency of planes, the change of season. So it's usually more prevalent in the beginning, when we literally go from summer, spring into the winter months. And it's mostly because of the time of the day where drivers are literally stationary and start to drive. And because of the colder weather, we see a lot of issues with regards to the number of single vehicle accidents increasing. And we have a good relationship with RTMC, Road Traffic Management Corporation from South Africa. And yet again, based on the statistics, we see a lot of these accidents are due to fatigue. And most of them, it's the amount of time I spend on the road.
You are mentioning driver fatigue as one of the biggest challenges here for truck drivers. But yeah, as you say, many people are citing unroadworthy vehicles as one of the major causes as well. Is this what you're seeing?
In my opinion, and based on what we see on the claim side, there's an element of unroadworthy vehicles. But we have to be, that's why it's so important with Fleet Watch when they do the training. There's a difference between, remember, a vehicle with 18 wheels, and there's numerous numbers of brake linings and all of that. Yes, I can imagine on most vehicles you'll find one or two linings that's worn. Drivers do the regular checks, and there's some of these things you can't really see. But really unroadworthy vehicles, to the point that that's a danger on the road, we don't see many of them. Based on our claims statistics.
I know that you have drawn up a list of useful tips for truck drivers to ensure road safety. Can you take us through some of those points then, Anton?
No, definitely. A large percentage of our clients are operating within the Mpumalanga area. And for us, the biggest issue is now, especially this time of the year, is early in the mornings, there's a lot of mist on the roads and the visibility is very poor. So you either have vehicles pulling off to the side of the road where there's not enough space, or you have vehicles just continue driving. So we see a lot of incidents, and because of fleet management, we see a lot of video clips and footage from cab cameras and that. So it's impossible, almost impossible, to be safe on the road where it's extremely misty outside and the conditions just don't allow it. So what we tell our clients and when we interact with them is to make sure that you try and arrange, and I know it's difficult with especially mines and all of that, but they need to do more planning when it comes to that. Look at the weather reports and ensure that vehicles are not on the road at that time of the morning. And we know it's difficult, but there's a balance. So obviously, we spoke about the roadworthiness of our vehicles, but when it comes to especially winter conditions, regular checks with regards to tires, and it's just not wear on the tire, but it's a correct pressure. Make sure that the brakes, lights, and wipers and everything is in optimal condition. Most clients and contractors will have a pre-road trip inspection and make sure all these components are in a working condition.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.